Welcome to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. On each and every episode, Brian talks with coaches, athletes, and performers in all arenas who are putting into practice the principles of peak performance that will help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be, to help you become a master of the mental game, and to help you start dominating the day.
So I've gotten this question a lot. People are wondering, why the jump? Why'd you make the jump from kind of writing the how to, you know, follow the process and system peak performance book into fictional writing? And I get that question a lot, and I want to try to answer that question here. And a big part of that inspiration, which you probably heard if you listened to the September podcast I did with John Gordon.
I really am about these fables, because I realized when I first wrote The Energy Bus that that's a great way to share a message. That's a great way to empower others and to share a story with them that as they read it, it becomes their story. We learn best through parables.
I've been a huge fan of John Gordon's writings, you know, from The Energy Bus to The Hard Hat to The Seed, and all of his books. They're all fictional books. And what I also like about them is that they share very strong core principles and some strategies that you can use to be your best. And as I was going through a lot of the books that I had written, whether it was Toilets, Bricks, Fish, Hooks, and Pride, or The Mental Conditioning Manual, or any of the mental game books specific for sports, Mental Game of Volleyball, Mental Game of Football, etc., it was all the how-to. And when you write that way, I feel like it kind of boxes you in a little bit in terms of how you can write. So in my interview in the podcast with John Gordon, he shared some great ideas and principles and strategies and why he writes the way he does. So I said, hey, it's the start that stops most people, and if you don't try it, you'll never know. So I sat down and started to write the 12 Pillars of Peak Performance. It's a fictional storybook about a guy named Matthew Simons who's in his mid-30s, and he's sitting on a plane in the Detroit airport, and he hears the worst words you could possibly hear from a pilot as he comes on the intercom before the plane takes off. He says,
"Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're having some mechanical issues and are going to have to return to the terminal."
My heart sank. Another delay. As I sat there, I muttered to myself, "You have to be kidding me." The old man sitting next to me, who I thought was sleeping, opened his eyes, looked over at me, and said,
"I'm sorry, what did you say, son?"
"Nothing, I was just talking to myself."
"Well, I thought you were complaining that we were going back to the terminal. I'm just glad we didn't take off. The last thing you want is for the captain to diagnose a mechanical issue once you have taken off. Then none of us are getting home. Better late and alive than never, I always say."
"That's a great point. I just wish I could get home once on time in my life."
"Home? Home is where your feet are, and right now you're on this plane, so you might as well enjoy it, because from the looks of it, we're going to be here for a while. My name is Kent. My friends call me Coach Kenny. What's yours?"
"I'm Matthew. Matthew Simons."
"Well, Matthew Simons, it's nice to meet you. I'm on my way home, too. I live in South Lake, Texas. Was here in Detroit seeing some of my friends."
"Coach Kenny, did you say you live in South Lake, Texas?" "So do I. Small world. And did you say your sons are in Detroit?"
"Yes. I work as a sports psychology coach. And although the coaches and athletes I'm working with up here are my clients, I consider them my friends and teammates and treat them like my sons and daughters. I think of them like that so I can be my best for them. What brings you up here, Matthew Simons?"
Now you might be wondering, what happens then? Well, when they get back to the terminal, Matthew Simons picks up the phone. He calls his wife, Erin, who's told him, "I knew this was going to happen. I told you so," the whole ordeal. He's trying to get a flight. None of the flights are going back until Saturday. He's trying to get a rental car. The rental car facility is sold out, and he can't get back. And as he's walking through the terminal, not knowing what he's going to do next, he hears a voice.
Matthew Simons, come over here, son."
As I looked to my left, there was Coach Kenny sitting at a table inside the airport Fuddruckers with a burger and a Fuddruckers sweet cherry cream soda.
"Come on in, son. We're going to be here a while. Might as well take a load off and fuel the machine."
I thought to myself, what the heck? I am going to be here a while. Might as well sit with the old man and have myself one of the world's greatest hamburgers. I went in, sat down, and ordered my favorite Fuddruckers burger, a a 2/3-pound burger with Swiss cheese, mushrooms, grilled onions, and avocados. I got myself a Fuddruckers sweet cherry cream soda as well and took a big, deep breath as I sat back in my chair wondering how I was going to get home. And as the story goes on, Coach Kenny, Matthew Simon sit down over a great meal at the world's greatest hamburgers, Fuddruckers, and Coach Kenny shares the 12 pillars of peak performance for living an optimal life and performing at your best on a daily basis. Well, and where that story ends is at the hotel lobby, because they're not getting out that night. The airport's sold out. All the flights are sold out. Rental cars are sold out, because the next day is the Detroit Dominators against the Chicago Bees of the Professional Football League. Both teams are 8-0. They both haven't been 8-0 ever, and they're bitter rivals. So that game's sold out there in Detroit, and there's also the Detroit Marathon happening on that Friday. So everybody's in Detroit. It's the busiest the city's ever been. So they're stuck in the airport. And Matthew Simons wants to thank Coach Kenny for investing the time and sharing the wisdom that he did with over that meal at Fuddruckers. So they go to the hotel lobby, and they go to the hotel to get a room, and they find out that the hotel sold out, and all the hotels are sold out within 1 hour of the airport. And as Matthew Simons throws his hands in the air and says, "You have to be kidding me," again, he turns around and Coach Kenny's gone. And then, as you maybe know by now, we follow up the 12 Pillars of Peak Performance book with the book Training an Elite Mindset. And the story continues where Coach Kenny and Matthew Simons get reunited, and they get reunited with four Navy SEALs and a guy named Marcus that had worked together with Coach Kenny when he was playing college football. And they get together and they talk about the 15 keys to unlock a true elite mindset. And they all share their stories about how they use the mindset not only in combat, but they used it in athletics. Then they use it now in business that their career is over. They use them in their family. And they're the 15 keys that build an elite mindset that'll help you to be your best as well. And for you to unlock that elite mindset that will help you to accomplish anything. And then that book finishes with a phone call to Matthew Simons from his wife, Erin, who says, "Matthew, we have a problem." And as we know, as the story continues, Matthew and the SEALs and Marcus and Coach Kenny are all packing into a Suburban, heading over to the Detroit Dominators and the Chicago Bees game, because Tony Shea, head coach of the Detroit Dominators, actually coached Marcus in college football, and now he's ascended the ranks and he's the head coach in the PFL of the undefeated Detroit Dominators. And the way that he's led that program from the bottom to the top, from the outhouse to the penthouse, is through creating a championship culture. And Coach Shea shares with you the exact steps of how we created that championship culture in Detroit. So what I've found is that being able to tell a story creates a picture. And as I'm even sharing that story with you here, as you've read through the stories of the 12 Pillars of Peak Performance and the journey of Matthew Simons and Coach Kenny, you can put yourself in that situation. And as I wrote the book, I really felt like that there was aspects of Coach Kenny's life, there were aspects of Matthew Simons' life that were me. There were parts of my life, certain things that Matthew Simon struggled with, I struggle with and have struggled with. And then the mentor, Coach Kenny, I dedicated that to my mentor, Dr. Ken Revisa, who I met back at Cal State Fullerton in 2002 and 2003. And really, he shared and put me on the journey of peak performance. And what the 12 pillars of peak performance are is the Pareto Law. And if you're familiar with the Pareto's Law, it's that 80% of the benefit of what you get comes from 20% of what you do. And in my years of working as a sports psychology and peak performance consultant, the 12 pillars of peak performance are the 20% of the entire field that will get you the 80% benefit. So as you continue the journey with Matthew Simons and Coach Kenny, and you apply the principles that you learned in the 12 pillars of peak performance, in training an elite mindset, in championship culture, in time is ticking. And if you haven't figured out by now, there's more books that are coming. There's going to be one for each of the pillars: knowing your numbers, sailing the right ships, how to develop that present moment focus, keep the process over the outcome, have the attitude to take you to the altitudes that you want to go to, how to maximize your vision, how to maximize mental imagery, because we know that everything happens twice, how to create the routines and habits of excellence to back up and get it done on a daily basis, because what you do on a daily basis will take you where you want to be. So you are where you are right now. As we get ready to head into 2017, you are where you are right now based off of what you do on a daily basis. You see, what you've done in the last 5 years has gotten you to where you are right now. And what you do in the next 5 years will determine where you end up. But it happens one day at a time. And if you don't have the right routines and habits of excellence, if you don't understand the 12 pillars of peak performance, you're not going to end up where you want to go. And it comes back to being able to recognize your signal lights, pillar number 11, and know, am I doing what I need to be doing right now in this moment to get me one step closer towards where I want to go? And then you got to back that up with pillar number 12, the ability to release when things go bad, because there's one guarantee, there's going to be some bad that happens, right? There's going to be some adversity in life. And if you haven't had adversity in a while, get ready, because it's coming. And when it does, make adversity your advantage and refocus on what you're going to do in that moment to dominate the day.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Potential Apparel. Potential Apparel is on a mission to inspire athletes to reach their true potential. If you're serious about reaching yours, then you have to go check them out. They make awesome clothing for dedicated and committed athletes. I'm a huge supporter of what they're doing, and that's why I wear their clothing with pride. Make a statement and join the movement today at potentialapparel.com. Be sure you use promo code Brian Kane with a space between Brian and Kane for 15% off on your first order. Dominate the day with Potential Apparel.
Thanks for listening to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. Please make sure that you visit briankane.com. That's briankane.com. And sign up for my Monday message, where every Monday I deliver straight to your inbox videos, interviews, articles, tips, techniques, and strategies that you can use to master the mental game. You can also contact me through my website on our Contact Us page and see my calendar of where I'm going to be in the country and when I'm coming to your area, so that we can get together and that we can continue to go out there and dominate the day.
This is a production of Corn Belt Sports. The Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast is part of the Top Coach Network.